Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor Fuel Injection. If you're looking to get your car tuned up, better fuel mileage, better performance, that's the shop. 6622 University Avenue in San Diego, 619-265-2400. Just go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com, for all of your carburetor and distributor needs, including fuel injection. Mm-hmm. All right, we had an interview with Casey Kane. We talked to him last week, and it's getting ready for the race in March.
Yep, NASCAR driver extraordinaire, big champ.
So let's listen.
All right, folks. Hey, guess what? Auto Club Speedway right around the corner. NASCAR is just right there. And I'm telling you, if you've not been to Auto Club Speedway, you have missed out. This is probably, well, it is the premier track. It's got, I think, the oldest surface of all the tracks out there, which is what the drivers love of the old surfaces. With us today, we got Casey Kane, Monster Energy NASCAR Series driver of the number 95 Chevy Camaro ZL1. Casey, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're looking forward to coming out to Auto Club, the Auto Club 400, and get that race going. It's a tough track, but it's a really good track because you can move all over the track, and it changes, your car changes, your tires change a lot throughout a race run, and so keeping up with all that is pretty tough, but makes for some good racing and a lot of side by side. Like, the track's so wide, so you can move all over.
Yeah, I call it the 405 of NASCAR.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, because you got all that. Hey, before we get Michelle and everybody involved, I just have to ask, how difficult is the Camaro, or how much comparison is the Camaro to the Monte Carlo? When you guys pulled the Camaro out of the garage, I was totally surprised. Has that been a challenge, or is it an easy transition?
It's been a little different. The ZL1's, you know, they put a lot of time into it, a lot of work into it. And so I really hope, you know, that there's some, you know, some extra speed on the Chevrolet side for all the Chevy teams this year. And we're still obviously learning a lot about it. But to this point, it seemed, you know, pretty decent. We all lacked a bit at Atlanta, but I would say that has more to do with the way that you set your cars up and the things that we're working on. We'll see this weekend in Vegas and then Auto Club from there. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a really nice car for all of us.
Yeah, I'm not having to be a bow tie guy. Michelle, she's a Mazda girl, so we're not even talking to her.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
But hey, I think we can all agree 95, your new number, Lightning McQueen. I mean, hey, that's pretty cool. I approve.
I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, no kidding. So are you a musician? Do you sing?
I don't. I have my moments, but today I'm going to be. So it'll be I'm going to play the guitar, it sounds like, a bit. So that should be pretty cool.
Have you ever played before?
No, I haven't. I'm going to learn. I've got some kids that are going to teach me.
Trust me, you'll do just fine. Tell us a little bit about this event you're doing. Now, unfortunately, when people hear this, it'll be after the fact. But I'm sure if this is as big a success as I think it's going to be, I'm sure you guys will be doing this tomorrow. And Dave Allen, he's real good about grabbing things at work. And this is Rock Stars of Tomorrow. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're going to spend some time basically with, I think, about six or 8 to 10-year-olds, somewhere right in there, and basically learn how to, you know, be a rock star, do some Nirvana, and they're the teachers because they're, you know, they're pretty good at it. So just go and learn, have some fun with it, and meet these kids and enjoy the time, and, you know, talking about the Auto Club 400, getting ready for that as well.
Well, you got to get the kids involved. Michelle?
Well, I like that, you know, you're working with the kids, and I think it's a great fit between rock and roll and NASCAR. I think that goes together really well.
Well, and I think we got to get more and more kids involved. You know, we got to start them, get them into either go-karting, get them into junior dragsters, which we support extensively down here in San Diego. But ground in California is so expensive. Tracks do their very best. But Auto Club Speedway figured it out, so I'm sure, you know, that there is a way to make it happen. So you're going to go out here, hang out with some of the kids, meet some of the media folks. But you're really, are you doing it? Are you going to be able to run the track before the race, the 400?
No, I mean, we'll get practice, you know, that weekend. We'll practice Friday, Saturday,
yeah,
and then race on Sunday. And that'll be all the practice we get out here at Auto Club Speedway. But that usually is enough, you know, to be prepared and ready to go for the race. And I'm going to need a lot more practice today with these kids, trying to do the play the guitar and be a rock star with them than driving the cars, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Do you ever run the Xfinity the day before?
Yeah, I do. I'm not out here this year. I've won the Xfinity race here and the Cup race, and
yeah,
you know, so I do it here and there, but not as often as say I used to. And actually don't have any races planned right now for this season.
Yeah. Well, you're starting to become the senior in the NASCAR garage. I know that's got to be mind-blowing to you, because I know it is to me, because to me, you know, I remember when you first got into this series, you haven't changed a bit, so I don't know what your health factor is or what you're eating, but whatever it is, it seems to be working. Who do you see coming up that could be a threat?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in the Cup Series a while now, and I love it, you know, all the racing that I've been able to do, but there is some really great talent that is, you know, young guys that are actually in the Cup Series right now, and then others that haven't got to it yet that I think are going to be very good. But the, I just think really that, you know, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Eric Jones, I mean, those guys they're tough, and they're going to be tough all season long for years to come. Right. So, you know, they're in it right now and very good at what they do. They're with great teams and all that helps. And, you know, and then there's other guys behind them. So it's crazy how young these kids are, whether it's in NASCAR and stock cars and go-karts, sprint cars, whatever it may be, how young and how quick they adapt and learn these different racing cars and things. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty awesome to watch.
Well, you know, back in the day, I mean, it was interesting, you know, if you were a young driver coming in, you got junk. I mean, you got the least of the cars. And you had to work your way to the top. Now it seems like you're handed the keys to a top-notch, you know, race-winning car, and then now it's up to you. So it seems to me like, I don't know where there's more pressure, you know, getting good quality equipment and succeeding, or getting bad equipment and succeeding.
Yeah, I think it's different for everyone too. I mean, there's a few that will get in great cars early on in their careers, and others will have to work to get to those, you know, really great opportunities. So yeah, it's kind of all over the map, but yeah, I was really fortunate when I was 22 and got in with Ray Evernham right away and had great cars right off the start. So that worked out really well for me. And there's definitely other kids that have those, or young, you know, guys that have that same opportunity.
Sure. Well, with Ray Evernham, my goodness, you're starting at the top and working your way down.
Yeah, that was really good. That was great for me.
That's the best thing that could ever happen to you. When that happened, when Mr. Hendrick signed you on, I said, oh, my goodness, we got to be watching out for Mr. Kane. So that's excellent. All right. Michelle, anything else? Because I know he's got to go start learning guitar.
Yeah. We'll let him go. I just want to tell him.
I got a lot of work to do today.
Yeah, you do.
I bet. Just a little bit. Yeah, we'll let you go. One of my friends, Crystal Smith, is your biggest fan. I don't even know if you know her name, but she is just crazy.
Oh, yeah, I think you've got a few of those.
Yeah, I'm sure you have a few. But, yeah, your fans have stuck with you, and they're totally, you know, in your corner no matter what team you're with or what car you're driving or what number's on your car.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
some really good fans over the years, for sure.
Yeah, let's see if he can get driver, you know, see if he can take over where Dale Earnhardt Jr. left off as being the most popular driver amongst fans, because I know you definitely have the qualifications for that.
He's right up there.
Yes, he is.
Yes, you are.
All right, buddy. Hey, hey, folks, autoclubspeedway.com, autoclubspeedway.com. This is not just the only race that's at Auto Club Speedway. This thing is 365. Check them out. All right, Casey Kane, thank you very much. Good luck. And usually we are pretty good sharing luck. What, 6 out of 8 won the race after interviewing with us?
Yep, that's right. That's our track record. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So on air.
Make it 7 out of 9. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Hey, if it does, you can call. Hey, if it does, you can call us any time prior to any race. We'll see if we can keep that mojo running.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, guys.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks, Casey.
All right. And, hey, tell Dave to slow down.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. This segment is brought to you by the good folks at Verona Circle Track. That's right. VeronaSpeedway.com, VeronaSpeedway.com, one fast dirt track, let me tell you. Go to their website, check out the schedule, check out the prices, check out the schedules. Hey, maybe you might want to go racing. Stranger things have happened, trust me.
Maybe you want to set up a pit for yourself.
Yeah.
Bring the family. Get yourself a little car and start racing.
Yeah, and if you need help, they will help you.
Oh, yes.
They'll give you all the instructions. And they'll even, if you need parts, pieces, whatever it needs to make you go fast, they will do it. Hey, we got Dirt Dude on the line. Dirt Dude. He is the official announcer at Verona Speedway. Oh, by the way, I can't not mention El Cajon Ford. El Cajon Ford supports the track not only from a outside point of view, but they also, the family races. The Dykes are extremely quick and have done quite well at Verona Speedway, so they're very supportive of Verona, and we're supportive of them. So thank you for that. Hey, Dirt Dude, how's it going, bud?
I'm doing great. Yeah, El Cajon Ford has been a longtime friend of Verona Speedway.
Sure has.
Been there for us, and we really got to appreciate them. And picked up some new sponsors this year. We'll try and go over them when I get them. We just started getting ready for the season. We've got new dirt at the track. We brought in something like 8,000 yards or something like that over that. So there's new clay at the track. And putting the old coat of paint on it, going through and, you know, making it look pretty. And we're going to have opening day March 24th. We had a lot kind of going on. We're just running our normal racing schedule. Mm-hmm. So every day or every race is going to have a normal racing schedule, except for the few I'll make mention of. So March 24th is opening day. It's going to be everything we normally run, modifieds, street stocks, dwarf cars, pure stocks. And our junior drivers are in every race throughout the season. We're doing 16 races for the season. Some that we're going to have different. April 21st will be a figure eight race. We talked about trying to do a figure eight race. We have three of them on the schedule. Also bringing back another division that used to run at Verona Speedway, California Lightning Sprints. May 19th will be an appearance for California Lightning Sprints, plus all of our normal car divisions. And then June 2nd will be another figure eight race. August 25th, we're bringing back a different division of the Lightning Sprints, which is called the West Coast Outlaws. So we're not running under California Lightning rules. It's basically going to be a West Coast, different division, West Coast Outlaws Sprint Cars. And then October 6th, another figure eight race. October 20th, the West Coast Outlaws, featuring all of our normal cars. So it's all on the new website we've actually got done. They went and updated the Verona Speedway website.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks good.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Even got a new logo. We changed to a new logo this year. Everything is all new. So we're trying to get the persona out there. It's a new track.
New track.
Same place, but new track.
Did you do the come out Saturday and help clean up paint? Have you already done that?
I did not. They did it today, and there was yesterday, and they actually helped out today too. And I just saw on Facebook someone was live from there running a mod out there. Eric Evans is out there running a mod.
Not supposed
Facebook
to,
Live.
He's not supposed to be driving a mod at the racetrack. He's supposed to be painting.
Well, I guess they did all the work yesterday. So they did a bunch of improvements, cut down all the weeds, did some painting, trying to make it all look good again, getting ready for opening day.
So did you put the sign up, how do you go get a tri-tip sandwich?
Everyone knows already knows how to do that.
No, rookies, new people, people that just wander around starving. There's no signage. We got to get a sign.
I hopefully this year we'll have a lot of new people in the stands and in the pits, and you know it's going to be a whole new venture. I'm hoping this year, you know, it's a turning point year we're looking at. Got some new people helping out.
Yeah.
Like I said, new dirt, new look. Everything is everything's all new.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, so no news on the sponsorships yet, right?
No, there was on Facebook they had a post of the putting the billboards up. There's a couple new billboards.
How much the billboards? Hey, what does it cost to rent a billboard for a season?
It's pretty inexpensive. I mean, if you go and talk to the management team, I'm sure they can give you a great deal on a board there. You know, anything, the water truck, you can advertise on top of the water truck, the boards, trophy sponsorship, all kinds of good stuff that we offer.
We hooked up with Brian Yates with
Victory Graphics.
Victory Graphics.
Victory Graphics, yeah.
And he did
Kevin Bates.
Yeah, Kevin. And he just did such an awesome Racer Radio logo, which we were passing out.
If you look at our Victory Circle
I was gonna
board
say,
from last year,
that's him.
Victory Graphics.
Uh-huh.
So I got to see.
I'm looking at a panel hanging in my garage from our autism awareness, thanks to Victory Graphics.
Hey, he's done tablecloths. He's done banners for me. He's done stickers for all my radio shows, and he's working on my gun show. But I'm thinking, we need to get just that one he did for Racer Radio. We need to get that put out there during the season.
He hooked up with some cool swag there because I saw you did like hats and everything too. Like everything was really cool. And then like the Easy Up canopy was phenomenal.
Wow. So he'll do anything and everything, folks. I'm telling you, the guy is amazing. But, no, I think we should have a billboard out there with Racer Radio so people know to tune in and listen to you guys and see what's going on and staying on top of it. And we're going to be passing out
appearances, too.
We are.
That through appearances.
And the other thing, too, just so you'll know, anytime you have anybody come into the studio, we're going to give out stickers to put on their cars. And then once the season starts, then, of course, we'll be in the pits. And because to me, it's, that's a phenomenal sticker, and it looks really good. And because he's a racer, too, I told him to make it the size that a racer would want on his car, not something too big or something too small.
Yeah, something on the back post or like on a pillar.
Yeah.
Back pillar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something like that. But, I think this season is going to be – I think it's going to be exciting. I really do.
I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, we're going to probably hopefully get new people out there. We're going to try and go into a new form of some advertisement so we can get the word out there. I'm hoping we can actually reach out and touch our military and maybe, do packages or discounts for military would be really cool to do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can help you with all of that because, I know most of the people at all the bases here in town because I do a safety training for the military. All we got to do is just hook up with MWR, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, get a hold of those folks, tell them, hey, we want to reach out, and they will get the word out to the base like you would not believe. And a lot of these people in San Diego that are at these military bases, a lot of them are from racing country, Midwest, East Coast, where they race every night of the week. So because when I do my training, honest to goodness, I have guys and girls come up to me and they said, do you know any local racetracks around? So I think getting the word out to the bases, I think, prior to every season and then throw out some discount tickets or something like that. I think that's something that, we really need to work on. And if you want my help or Judy or what's his face, I'll be more than happy to do it.
Yeah, I think we should hook up and do that because, like I said, it'd be nice to let our military know, where we're at, what's going on. Maybe, give you a stack of schedules and, one of those poster boards of, the Brona schedule and everything. Right.
And then we should have a military appreciation night, where everybody that's in the service, gets in free with their family. I mean, there's so many things we can do, but I'll be more than happy to sit down with you and reach out and see if we can't get more and more because they're always looking for something to do, in San Diego and there's a million things to do, but a lot of these guys and girls are into racing.
Yeah. Now, we did change prices on our track. The general admission went from $10 to $12 now, so it's a $2 jump.
I'll loan it $2 to anybody that needs it.
That's for adults.
I said, I'll loan $2 to anybody that needs it. Come on.
And teenagers
are
$5.
Thinking, like, if we could do, like, a 20 to 40% for military would be really cool.
Sure.
Like anyone that has an active military card, dude, you can get 40% off.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice little draw.
I know. I mean, yeah, especially. And then, I totally agree. And that's, I think it's important that we get the, get the advertising and the marketing, out ahead of the racing season. And I'm telling you, for 3 million people in San Diego, we should have thousands out of Barona.
That should be a huge track. I mean, we can have a good seating capacity, but we're never full. It's just one of those things. And hopefully a lot of word of mouth has been getting out there, and
right.
A lot of people. We had a lot of dedicated fans, which really helps.
Oh, well, your fans are everything.
Right. And don't forget, you need to have some race car drivers take their sprint cars down to KUSI.
Oh, do we have a date?
Are we all lined
up? I think
up?
We have a date, don't we? I can't remember.
We have the 11th.
Okay.
Right.
So March 11th.
And he's going to try to bring a little bit of something, the every division, try to get at least one car out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
yeah, I try and do like the whole Noah's Ark thing, and I get two of everything, but I've got one of everything for sure.
Yeah, nice. Well, one is better than none, so, and that's huge. And then, of course, you'll be there as well. No, I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, well, admission for kids, if you're 7 to 12, it's only $2. If you're a teenager, it's $5. Yeah. Still a bargain.
Yeah, it's still really. And you can bring your own food and drink. We have a great concession stand. So, it's one of those things. You can bring your cooler with you. And we don't say, hey, you can't have that in your cooler.
No, no.
It's one of those things. You can bring your own food and drink.
You can bring an RV or a pup tent and spend the night. They don't care.
Yeah, I don't know any other track like that.
No. No, not definitely without paying an arm and a leg. Yeah. Well, and the thing of it is, the racing, the other thing too is they're very respectful to racers. The track is over by what, about 10 o'clock?
Usually we try and by 10. Anywhere from 9:30 to 10:30 is we try and set that like soft curfew.
Right.
So, we're trying to be good neighbors.
If you want to stay up and not go home, just go into the pits, barbecues, a couple of beers, racing stories. I think there's more excitement after the race than before the race.
That's usually when I see a lot of the kids all playing, riding their bikes, and everyone's out there in the pits having fun after the races.
Sure.
And we all hang out.
I know. That's what it is. It's all family. All right. BaronaSpeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com. Thanks a lot, buddy. You did a phenomenal job, as always.
We'll see you in the next one.
All right.
You got it.
Thank you, Dirt Dude.
All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back, Racer Radio, the only racing show in Southern California that I'm aware of. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com for all of their scheduling. And folks, you've got to support your local tracks or they will go away, and then you'll be whining and crying, and I don't want to hear it. We lost Cajon Speedway. We lost Highway 117 or Speedway 117.
And Riverside. And Ascot.
Almost Irwindale. So if you're a big race fan, you got to support your local tracks.
Yep.
And with that being said, we got Jesse Gordon on the line. Jesse, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, probably not doing too bad. You're just probably waiting to go racing, huh?
Yeah. I've been pretty busy on the off season, working on the car. Last race of the season, got pretty destroyed at the Night of Destruction event. So just been rebuilding it for this year.
Oh, you're going to use the same car?
Yeah. Using the same car. Just got to redo the whole body. the whole
kick all four corners back out where they belong.
Yeah, exactly. Just rebuild it completely. Put a new engine this year for it. So I'm going for a second championship this year. So.
Excellent. Back to back. How cool would that be?
Yeah, and that's the goal at least.
So who helps you get to the track? Got any big sponsors? Got any new ones?
Yeah, I got, I've got Caritas Tires located in Ukaipa. They're a new sponsor towards the end of the season last year.
Good.
They're going to be with me this year. And then Davis Trenching, they've supported me 2 years so far. They're based out of Ukaipa as well. And then I've got my crew, of course, that always helps me. And then, my Hammer, from Hammer Construction, he also helps me work on the car, and, he's my neighbor as well. So, just give thanks to, you know, my mom and pops, of course, to always be in there and support me as well. And sure. Me and my dad working on the car ourselves. So, yeah, that's pretty much all so far.
So now, do you just do Night of Destruction races, or do you run the series as well?
I used to run the series, but last year I just focused on the Night of Destruction events. But in particular, I ran the figure eight trailer races and demo cross events, all three.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a challenge running all three and keeping the car alive, running three main events a night. So.
Yeah. Yeah, because all you got to do is take the trailer off, put the trailer on, or what have you. Just change up and use the same car.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the same car. Same car. And the demo cross is what's most brutal each time. So it's a serious challenge for sure to maintain it and keep it a competitive figure eight car as well at the same time.
What kind of car is it?
So it actually is a old Barona modified that ran there back in 2016.
Really?
Yeah. So it was started out as just a modified chassis, and I set it up to actually go both directions in a figure eight, which was a bit of a challenge since they're not really meant to.
Yeah, really.
But yeah, we figured it out and it seems to be working pretty well. And then we also had to kind of nerf bar around the tires to protect them in demo cross events because it gets pretty brutal.
Sure.
Yeah, kind of just trying to protect the car at least a little bit from all those hard hits.
Yeah, and folks, if you haven't seen it, I'm telling you, it's wild. You need to go up to Paris Auto Speedway. When's your first race?
First race is March 17th, coming up here less than 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, it's under the wire getting it finished for the first race.
You're as bad as a reality show. I don't know. We got six more weeks. Oh, my God. We got 10 weeks to do. Oh, how are we going to do? And you always do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, usually we're, finishing the car the morning of the race. So I think we're a little bit ahead of schedule right now. So I don't think we'll have to work on it the day of the race, at least.
Well, that'll be good. Problem. That'll be a switch.
Yeah.
That'll be a switch.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it actually has been pretty good luck. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen to be an Irish guy, are you? I mean, you're running this on March 17th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, back heritage of German and Irish.
Ah, then you'll win, no problem.
It'll be the luck of the Irish.
The luck of the, put a little leprechaun on the right front fender.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work, sure. So. Paint it green, you know, all that.
So,
right.
Being a racer, running the series and all that, now you're running a limited series. Do you get as much enjoyment out of running the limited series versus a full series?
Yeah. I thought that at first that I'd miss, I used to run IMCA modified for years and, I thought I'd miss it, more than I actually do. I'm enjoying myself, doing this. Figure eight, it's really, it's like a game of chicken. So you get excitement out of that every time you're crossing the intersection.
Sure.
And then demo cross is as insane as it is. I've been enjoying it, and I actually get to race more now doing all three events in one night than I did before. So I'm getting more racing seat time. That's actually more enjoyable, I think.
Yeah. So for folks out there that have no clue what you're talking about, what is a demo cross versus a figure eight?
Demo cross versus a figure eight. Well, the demo cross is 20 laps in around the oval with obstacles, of course, boats and sea-doos and all kinds of different obstacles in the way. And they wet the track down. So it's like running on ice, basically.
Uh, Okay.
So it's a bit of a challenge just in that aspect. And then you have, you know, 20 other cars that basically they can take you out, they can hit you, they can do whatever they want. So
yeah, because there's no roughing the driver rule, right?
No, there is no hitting in the door, of course, because, you know, the safety issue there. But other than that, pretty much anything can go, anything can happen. And it puts on a good show. The fans love it. And it's pretty fun, too, in and of itself. So that differs from Figure Eight, where in Figure Eights, it's really pretty competitive. There's a few fast guys that were all pretty close in speed. So that is more of trying to avoid each other versus the Democross, where we're all trying to hit each other.
Yeah. So there's no rules in the Democross.
Pretty much, basically, yeah. No rules
outside of the driver. Hey, one of your big fans just texts me and he says, "Love the Batman." And he says he has big bat wings on his car. What the heck is that?
Yeah, so me and my dad came up with this design. You know, all modifieds pretty much look the same.
Yeah.
So we wanted ours to be functional as a figure eight car. And so we, all the figure eight cars have these big billboards on the upper quarter panels. So we kind of decided instead of a square billboard style, we wanted to shape it into like a wing, like a shark fin or something is what we were going for at first. But then when we cut out the metal and we painted the car black, it looked like a Batmobile car. So we went with that theme, and it's been working. A lot of kids enjoy it, and a lot of the fans really enjoy it. So, yeah, I'm glad that, you know, I have some fans out there.
So do you wear a Batman rubber driving suit?
No, I haven't gotten that yet.
Yeah, man, so. We got to get you the rubber to go over the top of your helmet with the little ears stuck up. I know. It's been a long day. But it's a thought. It's a thought. It's a thought.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've got a cape. That's all I've got so far. Working on the suit.
And, you know, really, in all seriousness, kids love things like that, and that's what gets kids into racing. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. We need another generation of racers to
that's right.
keep these local tracks going, definitely. So, you know, it's a different kind of breed of, you know, humans. But, you know, we're all, once we get that itch going, we can't seem to stop racing. So
don't feel that. I ran destruction derbies back in the late 50s, early 60s. And I would take perfectly good running cars and kill them. Just kill them. And my best and my favorite, and this is my first, I'd never done a destruction derby before. I got this 54 Cadillac four-door DeVille thing. It was not a scratch on it. I had to run the power windows up, took a sledgehammer, blew the glass out, chained the door shut. Never thought to take the fan blade out. Had no clue. So needless to say, at the end of the race, I had a nice big hole in the radiator. And all I knew to do is put it in reverse, hit it as hard as I could, and hit whatever I hit.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I became a fan. Yeah. Everybody thought I was pretty crazy because, I mean, I'd go way out to the edge of the track, turn, you get it, and then come back through. And if you were sorry enough, and I had this one guy, he had a 53 Dodge painted like a police car. I hit him so hard, up over the hood, the back wheels went into where the windshield would normally be. I put it into drive and stood on it and just filled the car with smoke, rubber, chunks, the whole nine yards. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's when there was no rules. Yeah. No rules at all.
Did the paint peel off, too?
Dude, it was that guy
this is a fish story.
He comes walking up to me, and he is jet black and rubber.
Oh, man, you did it.
That sounds like a blast.
Yes, yeah, a real blast.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah,
I can even name the cars. Then it was a 53 Buick, and then it was a 57 Ford Ranch Wagon. Two-door Ford Ranch Wagon, dude.
Oh, well, you know what that thing's worth today? How sad to, reduce that to rubble. Oh,
yeah.
But I love it.
Good times there.
So I understand why you have so much, because it is a blast. Yeah, you know, there's no pit strategy necessarily. There's just get out there and crash and just have a ton of fun. I'll tell
you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. It's definitely different than any kind of racing I've done in my past.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying it right now, you know, just kind of sticking with it.
Yeah. No pressure.
Yeah. Gonna keep with it. And, you know, with it, I get more racing out of it, like I had said, you know, and as well, you know, Barona is running the figure eights again this year, so yeah. I'm getting to run that as well. I plan on running all the races down there as well. So.
Oh, cool.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. You're really going to get around.
So do you have a number on that car anywhere? Case course, like, they're not going to miss it with the wings, but.
Yeah, right. The wings and the Batman symbol, but the number is 10. Number 10. It's always been a good number for me.
Cool. All right. But, hey, if anybody wants to follow you on Facebook, how do they do that?
Facebook, I have my racing page, Jesse Gordon Racing. Okay. You can go there, give it a like, keep up to date with any news and pictures I got, as well as my website, jessegordonracing.com, and me personally, Jesse Gordon, Facebook. So.
All right. Well, we'll make sure we get you hooked up, buddy.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Betty. Hey, and have a good day.
Yeah.
And
have a great season. Folks, if we don't talk to you soon.
Yeah. And when we come back, thank you. Got a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Gun Sports Radio.
No, you're not.
Oh, what am I thinking? I got to go get the guys. They're downstairs.
Racer Radio.
Racer Radio. But the gun show is right up next. So if you're into guns, folks, stay tuned. Certified Car Care sponsors this segment, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. And if you're into hot rods, go fast cars, mention you heard it on KCBQ for a discount on a dyno pull. Go to certifiedcarcare.net, certifiedcarcare.net. All right.
Hey.
So what do you got over there?
Well, you know, there's a really interesting motorsports event going on in April down in Atlanta, Georgia. It is called the 2018 Classic Motorsports MITTY. M-I-T-T-Y. It sounds British to me. I don't know. We'll see. Dean Case turned me on to this. It's an HSR-sanctioned event and historic Racing Association event, and it's a speed festival, basically, historic race weekend, and SCCA racing legend and author of Shelby American, John Morton, is the Grand Marshal. So he'll be around there the whole weekend. It's April 27th through 29th at Road Atlanta. So the way it works is they have all these people show up with not only display vehicles, but they put them on the track. They have the, you know, gentleman's racing where it's understood you do not, you know, get too aggressive, but, you know, show off your historic vehicle. It's historic vehicle racing. That's how it goes. That's what my father was into. That's how I got into cars. And the featured mark this year is Datsun/Nissan. So you'll have a lot of those on display. John Morton, in fact, is bringing his Datsun 510 that he drove in SCCA competition to two Trans Am titles. So that'll be there. There's going to be a variety of car clubs, and their organizers are doing car corrals for the whole weekend. So if you'd like to go as either a spectator or participate with your car club, I mean, this sounds like a great weekend, and I wish I had heard about this earlier because I would have started plugging it back, you know, last fall, because it's a long way to go. But if, you know, you're one of those people that doesn't have to work for a living or do anything, you could put this together in a flash. You got 6 weeks basically here. Go to MITTY, themitty.com. themitty.com. And thank you to Dean Case for letting me know about this. In the meantime, locally, we have NASCAR coming to the area for their one time. They come once a year. They'll be at Fontana at the Auto Club Speedway. And it's coming up. It's going to be the Auto Club 400. We ran at the beginning of the hour, the Casey Kane interview. Wanted to let you know that weekend, you can participate. If you're an Auto Club member, you can get a great discount Go to autoclubspeedway.com/AAA. They have two free tickets to the qualifying day. If you go to any Auto Club branch by Thursday, March 15th, and show your membership card, you'll get a voucher for two tickets for qualifying. And if you want to go to the Auto Club 400, which is the main event on the Sunday, the 18th, March 18th, get up to 50% off on the Auto Club 400 tickets by going to autoclubspeedway.com/AAA. And then as far as the Xfinity race, you can get $10 off. So those are all benefits of being an Auto Club member.
And now, you know, if you've not been to that track, if you've never done it ever, you've never, it would not just go at least once.
Yeah, it's a great track. I've been there a lot.
Fan friendly.
For different events with my club. You know, the thing is, they're so inclusive. Yeah. They don't care what kind of cars you have, your auto organization, your club, whatever. They've been
so receptive
and accommodating to our Rotary.
And don't they let you drive on the track sometimes?
They did. They gave us two parade laps in our Rotary cars last time in November when we had our big event there. We go there once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we'll go back because they treat us so well.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, they totally
let us go. And you get to drive on a big old NASCAR track.
It was amazing to take my RX-8 after I've had it for probably, you know, almost 10 years now, to get to drive it on a racetrack.
Did you pass everybody?
No, because we were all in parade formation. It wasn't like that.
I ignore that.
I was in back of a Caterham, though, with a rotary engine. That's the thing. I didn't even know that guy was there until we got on the track.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's driver's meeting red carpet package available.
Which they never used to open that to the public. Never. Driver's meetings.
No. And you can buy this red carpet package for $99.50. And really? You get not only your reserve ticket. So this is not on top of the ticket.
$99.50.
Yeah. You get your ticket.
What's
for a reserve.
What's the 50 cents for?
Well, you can ask the PR
You're
lady.
You're in marketing. $99.50.
They should just make it $99 and say it, call it a day. You get a pre-race pit pass. You get a general admission ticket to the red carpet grandstand and a hat. Okay. And then if you want to do the victory lane package, which is $59, you get your ticket to the Auto Club 400 plus the Gatorade victory lane pass and a trackside voucher for some merch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So go to autoclubspeedway.com for that. We ran Casey Kane's interview. He talked a little bit about how he'd had a fresh start. And, you know, he used to be with Hendrick Racing until last year. Now he's with Levine Family Racing. And they're, you know, they're a newer
totally different ownership.
Completely different experience for him. He's
massive
very happy.
Massive corporate to family owned and operated.
Exactly. So, but Levine does have Chevys built by Richard Childress, right? And they're in their eighth season. And they're working on what Casey needs.
Right.
You know, it's not like Casey's lost in that big corporate
or has to adjust
thing.
To Henrik.
Yeah, they're adjusting to
Levine
him.
Levine's
doing what he
him.
Wants. And so he's I think he's much happier, and he's probably going to have a much better season. So we'll see. Keep your eye on Casey this season.
Number 95?
Yeah, number 95. Hello. I even looked at the Lightning McQueen in my office when we were recording that interview just to make sure. I was like, Yeah, it is 95.
I
wonder, and we didn't get to really check with him on.
Yeah,
we'll get him
back.
So Kyle Larson won the Xfinity race yesterday. Mm-hmm. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. No, I was sort of busy.
Oh yeah,
I was with you all day Saturday. Thank you very much. Going up into what was that restaurant we went to?
We went to the Pantry.
Has anybody been to the Pantry? There's no locks on the doors.
Because they never have closed since 1924.
And Michelle made me stand in line to go to this place.
Yeah, because there's no waiting room inside, so you stand outside.
And the floor was so wore out in front of the cashier's booth. What was it, 6-7 layers?
Oh, there were more than that. There's probably 18 layers of linoleum that
so
have
they
worn
never,
through.
They never took it off. They just kept applying it.
They kept applying it on top. And then they have it like a little cutout so you can see all the layers of linoleum, all the different colors.
It's not a cutout, it's wore out.
It was weird.
It was totally.
But it has been there since 24, never closed. And yeah, we got burgers and fries.
365 days a year.
And the cash only.
Yep, cash only.
P.S. Yeah, so, but I didn't know if you had DVR'd the race while we were putzing around in downtown L.A.
No, I did DVR. I just haven't watched it yet.
So am I ruining it for you if I talk about it?
Yeah, so stop.
Okay.
Let me throw this out. Have you noticed how all of the NASCAR announcers are letting their hair go back to their natural color?
Well, I had noticed the one guy with the ponytail. Well, Darrell Waltrip.
You got Michael Waltrip, who's let his hair go back.
Yes.
Darrell Waltrip, who used to have his hair chocolatey brownies.
Yes, he's let it go. He talked about that.
But you know what? I think that's smart. I don't see any reason for them to be dyeing their hair. Does it make a difference to you to hear their commentation?
No, not at all. And I think men can get away with it. I don't think women, men look distinguished. Women, we just look old. And so women.
Right. Did you want to get back to the Xfinity race? Go ahead.
No. I threw away the article. Stop talking about it.
No, that's all right. It's I'm not worried about it.
But they just wrapped up the NASCAR race.
Yeah, so that was,
I'm not going to talk.
I'm
about
not
going
to tell you who won that either, folks. No, I happen to have it on in TV here, but I don't want to ruin it for you in case you do have a DVR'd.
Right.
But you know, we're going to start getting more and more drivers on this show. We've gotten stickers from Victory Graphics. So anybody that comes on the show will have a sticker to put on their car.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to get on this show is go to carcentric.net, carcentric.net.
Yeah, and go ahead and follow it, and you can message us.
And then if you'd like free television to promote your car, your driver, and your sponsors, I'll be more than happy that you can go through Carcentric and get that as well.
Yep.
And we'll definitely...
We still need somebody to follow on Carcentric so that I can give away the motorcycle safety training.
No one has.
Well, there's a two-step process. You have to like it, and then you have to click on the link to follow it to verify it. Okay, and I don't know if people are noticing that they got to go to their email and actually.
Well,
follow
somebody
up.
From KUSI heard us, and they said they wanted to do it. I said, well, just go to carcentric.net.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah,
but
otherwise,
in the meantime. Oh, you can like us on Facebook. Racer Radio has a Facebook page, and you can message us there as well.
Yeah, and I just spent $2 to boost it.
$3, but yes, who's counting?
Three, but they only charged me $2.
Well, maybe you got a discount for
first
your first time.
Probably first time booster.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Gun Sports Radio is right around the corner.
Okay.
Lance Pelkey's not going to be in today, so Michelle's going to sit here and do guns.
Oh, goody. Yeah. I could talk about how I know how to shoot a .22.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm a pretty good shot, too.
Deadeye.
Just like Scarlett O'Hara. If I don't have to shoot too far, I'm a good shot.
There you go. And we got Joe Holyfield finally made it back in, so he'll be in the house today. Yep. Michael Schwartz is with us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of news coming out on in this topic.
Oh, yes.
So, folks, you definitely want to hang in and take a listen. We want to thank you for the last 3 hours of hanging with us. Just go to carcentric.net if you want to, if you have an attitude, if you have an opinion, suggestion, or you want to get on air. All right. Have a safe travels there, Michelle.
Thanks. Happy trails.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.